Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today we're talking about workplace environment.
Well,
that's physically.
Important.
Physical workplace environment.
What it looks like.
And how
aesthetic.
Important it is.
Because it's paramount, really.
Yes, it is.
Or it's mount. I think paramount means second from the top, but it's very, very necessary.
Yeah. Hey, what's the number one thing that is just everything?
What?
Yeah. Temperature.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really difficult. Like, at our work, there's like four of us who always are freezing cold and the rest are always turning the heater off.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a struggle. That is a struggle. Yeah. What you need is like climate-controlled, like, booths. Or like desks where you go, like a cubicle that you can control the specific climate.
I think everyone's you make it suitable for the people who like it cold.
Yeah.
Because chuck on a jumper.
That's what someone said to me.
And did you do
could
it?
Always add, put things on, but I can only take a certain amount of things off.
And that's very fair.
I'm always very hot in this work environment.
Yeah.
The studio gets very,
you have
very
an
stuffy.
Don't you?
I think you keep.
What's
people
this?
Working a bit
better.
Is that
better. A loudspeaker?
I think it's an alarm. I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's aircon, but.
Yeah, it's aircon.
I can't really tell. Yeah. Well, it's never on for some reason.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's too noisy.
It's aircon.
You need to keep the whole staff a bit cold.
Yeah. Okay.
A bit chilly.
Because then they won't fall asleep.
They won't fall asleep. They're going to be more active. If it's hot, no one's going to.
I really
do
like if your strategy, like you just can't let your staff fall asleep. Yeah. Have just a random, really loud beep.
Like a gong.
You're like, just drifting off a little bit. Yeah. Boom. Okay, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay.
I think how the place looks is really important. Like sometimes I'll be driving along and I'll go past a nuts and bolt shop.
Yeah.
And I think, I feel sick.
Yeah.
That somebody has to go to work there every day in the nuts
but
and bolts.
But they love
shop.
It.
I'd like
no
that.
No one's
sort
working
of thing.
At a nuts and bolt
but
place who doesn't
awful.
Fucking love nuts and bolts.
Absolutely. You don't
they
go.
Know all the sizes and all the shapes. And
That's their heaven.
Yeah.
It's not that.
That's always painted white, but the white paint's all like rubbed
peeling,
off and stuff like that.
The office is sort of like a. School tables and stuff.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Like, I've got a dirty kettle and a microwave full of crumbs.
That's right, and a harsh light.
And you know
big,
some
long UV light.
Yeah.
Somewhere, like, there's a note being like, hey, can someone clean the kettle or can someone clean the microwave? And no one ever will.
No.
Yeah.
The note's sort of crumpled.
Yeah.
And
you're like, how old is this?
Mm. No, honestly, I get really depressed.
Yeah. It's making me sad just talking.
I worked in a place like that.
Where?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Was it like that? See, that would kill
100%.
Me.
Yeah. But I liked it.
Yeah,
what did
I
you
liked
like
those
about
places too.
I don't know. I liked the people.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because everyone was like, I don't know, chilled.
I guess if the people are okay. But you know, going to that place again and again and again for like 5 years, surely that'd kill you.
No, because the longer I
worked there,
the
more comfortable you
it.
Become.
Yeah.
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 See, it's
I guess
funny.
If people are good.
Yeah. Because like I think, because the opposite of that is like Google's offices where everybody's got a hammock and a puppy or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that to me is almost worse.
I reckon that's hype. Yeah. You're not going to work in that environment.
Nah.
If there's a pool table,
you're playing.
You're playing pool, baby. What are you doing? What are you doing playing pool? Well, we're just working out a problem.
Yeah. But that's like very similar. So at SansPants, you know, we have like a big TV and we have a lot of board games ostensibly set up so that we can do Let's Plays and stuff. But by and large, I'm just mucking around on that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, let's film this board game. It's like, oh, I might play a board game.
Grab Far Cry,
of course.
So what percentage of your day is play and what percentage is work?
I'd say it's about 50-50, probably. 50-50. Which probably isn't a great score, to be honest.
That's probably a really good score.
No, I reckon it's a realistic score.
Perfect. Awesome. People dream of that.
Well, I'd say that's what it kind of
That's high productivity, especially in offices now the internet's around.
This is like a version of Google.
This is like a less exciting.
Like I don't see any hammocks or beanbags.
No, you should get some beanbags.
We should get some beanbags. I agree. We have one dog. We have Melody, but that's, she's not very puppies. Exciting, really. Yeah. I'm not like I'm calm to see Melody's slightly stressed.
You need a parrot.
Yes,
parrots.
SansPants parrot.
I love the idea of you designing an office and you're like, what parrot? I think we should look at chairs first. No, you're an idiot if you think chairs are the most important.
Well,
that's
a good thing. Like an animal at work is really...
Yeah, absolutely.
My friend's got a parrot.
What's this parrot you're deducting here from the tax?
That's a parrot.
Brazilian parrot. What's that? Parrot.
We needed to be under a certain tax threshold, so we just bought heaps of parrots.
25 parrots. What?
But it's true. My friend has a parrot and is the funniest thing in the world. He knows two words.
What are they?
One of them is hi. You guys be like, hello, hi. And the other one is, oh, yeah.
That's embarrassing for your friend.
Well,
how did he learn that?
No, it's more like... Like, if you ask a question, it's like, oh, yeah. Like, it's an enthusiastic, definitely.
That's fucking incredible.
Every workplace needs a parrot.
I think certainly a parrot.
They all say it. They all say, oh, yeah. Like, you ask them a question, like, oh, yeah. Because the parrot's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, are there many parrots?
Just one.
Okay, yeah.
Peaches.
Yeah.
But, all the people who hang out with the parrot say.
I thought you were saying there were like multiple parrots or being like, you could ask them a question, be like, you good parrots? And they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're good parrots.
I'd like you should teach him yeah, nah.
Yeah, a good Australian parrot.
Nah, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, nah, I reckon.
Get one, Jack.
I'll get a parrot.
I'll ask Samit when we finish recording.
I think you need to.
We need a new
And
parrot.
Teach it things. Like, be really adamant about what you want to teach it.
Exactly. You're like, Samit, look, on the proviso of our business podcast, let me remind you. We need to get a parrot.
Look at the thing of Jackson's laugh there. Just touch the walls.
I know. I was laughing so hard at that, oh, yeah, parrot that had peaked.
All the parrots. They all say it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny that when we teach a parrot...
Definitely part of the right office environment is the parrot.
Is a parrot. That's the number one thing that you need for designing your new office.
New office
a parrot.
Space.
Let's build together an office for people to work in. So we'll start with how many parrots? So you have a small workforce of 10.
No, one parrot.
One parrot.
You need one.
Yeah, you need many.
No, I'm saying like your employees are 10. You've got 10. They're not 10 years old.
What?
You need a parrot each.
No, that's what I'm saying. We have 10 employees and us, the bosses.
Yeah.
How many parrots do we need? One. Okay, yeah, cool.
Because two is just too much.
I like fish.
Nah. You can't have fish. What are you doing? You got a parrot. You can't have fish, a fucking tiger.
You can't have fish.
Fish, I think, are fine because fish are basically furniture.
And that's true.
But you still have to feed them.
What kind of
fish? Stressed out
tropical, of course.
No, neon tetras.
Okay, So we'll have on one wall, we'll have some neon tetras. On another wall, in a corner, in a cage, we'll have a parrot saying, oh, yeah. Well, what do we want to teach it for the office? Do we want to teach it? Work is good.
No. Funny thing. It has to be funny. Swears.
The parrot
swears? We teach it to swear and cuss.
If you don't have a parrot and it swears, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
But it can't say fuck.
No.
It has to pretend swear.
What do you mean? Say fudge.
Like fluck.
Oh, flimsy.
Oh, yeah. Right. It could do like old-fashioned swearing.
Mm. Yeah.
Gosh. I guess. Ah, poppycock.
Yeah.
Ah, rats.
And then rats there has to be comfort areas.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an area where, like a chill-out room?
Yeah, chill-out room.
There was, do you remember that cooking thing I did for a week?
Yeah.
there was a chill out room there. Okay, and it was a room as big as this, had really nice like paintings on the wall.
Yeah.
And it had a stool in the middle of the room, and it was a chill-out room.
That's
right. It was next to the prayer room.
But can we get a bean?
I went in there all the time. I was there for a week, and I went in there at least 10 times.
Don't worry about the chill. What's the prayer room?
Well, for people to pray.
Muslims to pray for.
Yeah.
We're getting one at school.
Yeah, there's one little Latrobe.
But that, I looked in there, and it was a lot nicer than my fucking chill-out room. The chill-out room had a stool. Yeah, it had, like, mats on the ground, couch.
The fuck with a stool? That's not chilling out. You're perched, stressed on a
stool. And it had all these, like, motivational things on the wall.
What are we going to have in our chill-out room? Do we want to have a stool?
You know what you need?
Coffee machine.
You need, like, a crazy person room.
Oh, yeah, like
pillows
a...
pillows on the wall.
Like a padded cell. Though?
Because it's just comforting.
Can you like fling yourself along?
Yeah.
Imagine just like walking along.
You really need this at your office. Yeah. This crazy person room.
That would be so funny. Like there's like the little room and you walk past and you can hear someone flinging themselves against the wall.
You're like, man, fucking Johnson's having a rough one today. Just flinging himself around screaming. Like, oh boy, I am so tired. Do not want to
come out of there. Oh, I needed that.
Yeah, you were back to
the office.
How great that would be if you're sitting down, you have like 10 projects need doing, and you're just like, I'm so stressed right now. I've just got to go scream in the padded cell.
Yeah.
You'd come out feeling great.
I think you need 10 minutes a day
in the padded cell.
Time.
Okay.
And I think
you can
there needs
go
to be
and meditate, whatever. Yeah.
Can I like spread them out? Like I would be happy to have 1 minute 10 times.
No, you wouldn't.
1 minute 10 times.
No, because 1 minute just isn't enough. You'd get in there.
Sometimes 1 minute's enough.
Didn't we get one? Okay, so I think you can spread it out if you want, but 10 minutes is your maximum.
And you have to clock on when you're going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that we've just added a little bit of stress.
And if you overdo it, scary alarm happens and you're not chilling at all.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there before that alarm goes off or your chill is wasted.
But I think it needs refreshments.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Maybe a lolly.
Okay.
Pack a, you know, like a bowl of Skittles or something. So, and then just a nice fridge if you can have a quick drink.
Okay, so we'll say a fridge full of like juice or something.
Juice is good.
Padded room. The floor not padded?
No, the floor's nice carpet.
Okay, yeah,
very
cool.
Nice carpet. No, no trampolines. Chill out room. It's for calming down.
Well, yeah, you flinging can't bounce. Yourself against the padded wall's not
well,
coming.
I don't know who's doing that. Weirdos.
Johnson.
Johnson's so stressed, right? He's got to fling himself around. All right, so that's the chill out room. We've got refreshments in there. Yep. We've got a water cooler. We're going to have motivational...
No,
you don't need that. I think you just need a... like paintings, nice paintings, nice soothing paintings,
relaxing.
What about
painting?
A voice?
No, that's too much. It's too expensive. Calm.
Everything's okay. Yeah, we don't it's really have a budget on this, but we probably should. What about just like you know, like kind of like you remember Ryder's
Music.
Business, your sleep rooms.
Yeah,
kind of like that. You can kind of customize it slightly, but not to that.
Well, there's
extent.
Like an iPod dock.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
plug your phone in and
play your own
music. Like cool. Play two songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your 10 minutes is up.
All right.
You think it'll get used?
Yes.
I would use it. If we had one here,
but
I'd go into
at
it.
At the school, no one else used it but me.
Really?
Yeah. I used to get changed in there. I had to change into my chef outfit. And I'm like, why not? Like,
no one else is using it.
Bathrooms are gross. I'll use this chill out room.
My room. I hope it wasn't a chill-out room.
Change the
it was
sign
just...
on the door to Ryder's change room.
I should have installed a lock and everything.
You're like George Constantine.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's...
I actually had that exact same thing at my other school.
Really?
I told you about the amazing bathroom that no one knew about.
Yeah, that only you were using. Yeah. You're good at finding little hidden corners.
I am. Because I like to explore. It's
fun. No, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I don't care about, like, you know, if I see a door go through it, I won't be like, what if I'm not allowed in there?
Yeah,
you don't know.
If I'm not allowed in there, someone will tell me and I won't go in there again.
Yeah, exactly. But... worst case scenario, someone's like, you're not actually meant to be here. And you're like, ooh, sorry, I'll leave. My bad. But you knew. What about in terms of like desks and chairs?
Yes,
I think
the
BYO.
Open...
BYO?
Yeah.
Bring your
own. So you can bring an armchair if you want.
Yeah. Or like maybe like if your company's providing the desks, you can give them a budget and they go and pick out the desk they want. Because people like personal things.
Yeah, that's
no one wants
true.
The same desk as the person next to them.
Yeah, I know. But what about if someone brings in their old antique mahogany?
Takes up
well,
half
we
the
did
room.
That. I took our big antique dining table to work, remember? And we were working in the portal. Yeah, it was so nice. We all used to sit around it and do our stuff. It was beautiful.
Well, maybe there's something to bringing your own desk to work.
Yeah.
It seems dangerous. I'm with you, Dad, though. Yeah, something about like it
some guy's got his big mahogany desk, takes up most of the room.
Well, this was a big table. I think it's really nice to not have like formica, like that.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Office stuff.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
Grey, got to be a proper colour.
Tell what desks I love.
Mm. What?
I don't even use computers, but those desks that have like a desk part and then they have shelves here.
Then
a big spot for the computer.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
some of them
fan
even
of
have like
well.
This big thing that goes over you and you're just like, oh, it's like my little snug spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so with
them. Well, there's a lot of territory and people are very territorial with their desks, you know. So this open office thing where everyone shares a desk like that's supposed to be good for teamwork.
Mm.
But people don't like their stapler going on the other person's desk.
Well, like if you look at the studio now, so the studio is comprised of basically four desks.
Yeah, it's all interlocked.
This is where I'm sitting now is Zammit's desk. Right. I'm sitting right with the computer where all the mixer and stuff is. And even though I'm sitting here and I'm doing everything, I'm still sitting at Zammit's desk.
You know it's his desk.
And right is where I normally sit.
You're in his territory.
You are at my desk. You're at either Zoe or Cass's. Tends to sit there. Or Dusha. Yeah, that's like
I know I'm in Adam's territory.
Yeah, because it's the big it's DM screen and all the D&D
marked
stuff.
It without no uncertain terms. I know I'm an intruder.
Absolutely.
I think actually Zoe and Cass are sitting at my desk.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, there you go.
And so Jack, this is mine.
So who's right?
I'll tell you what I like about your desk. There's always something to play with.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like, there's always a deck of cards or a weird little fidgety thing that I can just touch.
So that's normally your spot.
Yeah, Ryder sits where I normally sit. Yeah.
What about Douche? Where does he sit?
Where Mom sits normally, But it's interesting that, like, because this is kind of a communal desk.
Yes. And you would never walk into the room, say you're doing
a podcast with
Dusha.
Yeah.
You would never normally go to that chair.
No, not a million years.
No.
What would happen if you did it?
Oh, I don't think anything would happen.
People would just be like, why are you there?
Yeah, what are you doing sitting at
brawl. There'd be a melee.
Dusha would be like, Sam, we're going to have to wait a second for this episode.
Outside Jackson?
I need to beat the shit out of Jackson. No, your place. You sit at the desk opposite Zammit.
Yeah. So people at work are very territorial.
Yeah, 100%. Which
so
is
you can't be messy next to another. Oh, I've seen real fights between teachers.
Really?
Where someone's really messy and the other one's not. Like,
that seems so
get
crazy.
Get effing shit off my desk, you know, and storm out. Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can understand that someone that's neat and tidy, working next to a messy person the whole time.
Mm.
Of course, there's stuff avalanches onto the other person's desk and they hate it because they're this other sort of person.
Yeah, and they're like, "Well, this is my my territory."
So you can make people sit next to each other, but you can't make their personalities compatible.
What if every desk in our imaginary office comes with like a wall that you build around your desk?
Mm.
Yeah. Just to keep those borders secure, you know.
I like the idea of opposite way desks, not side by side, but like this.
Okay.
If like your computer was here, my computer was here, and there was a thing.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We can just chat and
look
stuff.
Around, be like, what are you getting for lunch
right?
You
can't,
maybe I'll join you.
You know,
but
geese on their computers or, you know, if they're on Facebook, you won't know.
I reckon I'd be able to tell. If we were facing each other and our computers were in the middle, I reckon I'd be able to tell if you're on Facebook.
Of course.
You'd just be like this.
And then you'd be like, every now and again, like,
what was funny? Oh, these figures are hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Jackson, this report, fuck.
I'll just send it to you real quick. Tag you in this report.
We got away with it, I reckon. What about chairs? So recently, this is a whole thing, Zammit bought an ergonomic chair.
Right. Is that outside. You sitting on it now?
No. Because he hated it. And we
show
all
me.
Hate.
Is it still here?
Yeah, it's out in the lounge room. I'll show you after we record. Yeah. And it's like you don't know how to sit in it when you first look at it.
Yeah.
You try a million different ways and you finally get it and you're like, this is not very comfortable. But he had it because it's apparently good for your posture.
Yeah.
What do we think about chairs like that, your ergonomic chair.
I think if you want them, you can have them.
And yeah, I'm with you, Mom.
A big, comfy chair. Yeah, that's what
I like to be able to have my legs over the arm and laid slouched.
You know what I would want? I'd want a full-on swingy chair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not like swivel. I mean, like it's like a...
Like a something porch you
put
chair.
On your porch, yes.
Yeah.
That's great. It's also because you're behind a desk. I'm just trying to figure out how you'd swing properly.
But
unless
remember,
your desk is also on the
even,
swing.
Even
chair.
If you just suspend it, it's nice. Like
yeah,
you're suspended
true.
By something moving. It doesn't have to be full on swing.
Something about that's pretty relaxing. Yeah, that's a good point.
We had this teacher on staff. He used to have one of those big black chairs. He brought it in from home. You get a chair with work to sit at your desk, whatever chair there is. And he had this big, tall, padded black chair with arms that swung around, you know, like a big desk chair.
Yeah. Do you want one?
Sat at his office. No, the story I'm going to tell is then at parent-teacher night, he'd wheel it, like, into the library. And, you know, I remember him struggling getting it through the library door. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'll get my chair in here. He would sit there. He was like a king, you know.
Why did he do it? Like, did he ever sell back
his
or
chair.
Something?
He, oh, you know
I'm
going to
ask
talking
you
about.
Who that yeah. was later.
What
on.
An I've got one if you want it. It's very comfy.
No, I don't want it because I'll sit on it. I don't care.
I'm so the same.
So people chairs are important. That's the point.
Yeah. But I'm very much like you, Dad. Like we were shopping. So I was like, do we need new chairs? We like looking at new chairs. I'm like, that's fine. Like I've got no problem. Like you're sitting in my chair. It's a good chair.
I like a chair that swings. That like these chairs are really nice. I reckon I swing through the chair. Whole show.
And you don't even know you're swinging.
Yeah.
But then when you do, you're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so everyone's got a little swing up.
But I don't. These chairs make my ass numb.
Oh really?
See, they're not padded enough for me.
That's you must have a bony ass.
I don't know. It's just how the way I.
Yeah, yeah. Because see, for me, like, because like we recorded yesterday for about six, maybe 7 hours. Fine ass.
Yeah. So you think that should be the part of the interview? So how do you like your chair?
Yeah, I guess if we're allowing people to bring in their own desk and chairs.
Yes.
But that's so weird because someone says that they're in the across from you in the interview room. You're like, so do you have a desk?
Not yet.
No, I thought you would give me one. Ooh. It's not really that
leaning
kind of
back
workplace.
Is also important.
Oh,
to me.
Super important.
I drive leaning back.
If you that's great. Mm. You cruise.
Yeah.
You like leaning back.
Yeah.
Dad always says that when he gets in the car after you. How does Troy
How does he do that? Like
it's so good.
Yeah.
If you go outside to the desk where Goose edits, that chair doesn't lean back and it's hell.
No. Right.
Mm. You feel like, even though it's just making your posture good, you feel like you're leaning forward like a crone. Like something about it's so uncomfortable. Yes. You need to be able to kick back, like in high school when you'd lean back in your chair.
Oh, what about you give your staff those massage chairs? So every now and again you can stop work.
You'd have a sleeping staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the amount of money you'd be spending on those chairs. Like, because I would never turn mine off.
No, you'd be massaging.
I'd be massaging forever.
Yes.
100%. What about something we've not considered, lighting?
It has to be not fluorescent. Fluorescent is so
sharp
bad for
and
you.
Harsh.
It makes you really edgy. And
What about just like a big one wall of the building's a window? Just get all
that
natural light.
Yeah, you got to have natural light.
That's really nice. Like if you, we're lucky because we get to walk outside when we're going in between classes. But if you were in an office inside the whole time and you didn't, it's like years ago I used to work in a shopping centre.
Yeah.
And then you would go in the morning, especially in winter, go in the dark and come out in the dark.
Oh, that's
so like,
weird.
Does the outside exist?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You wanna,
so to be able to see it while you're working would be really nice.
You definitely want to remind your workers that there is a world
there's
beyond.
There's a world outside.
You also need plants everywhere.
Yes.
Indoor plants are life.
Ah, 100%.
Yes.
Your oxygenated workplace will just be nice. Everyone will be happy.
We recently got a Roomba, like as in just today. Do you think a Roomba's good?
No.
Why
you trip over
them. Because it'd become a little part of the thing. You'd be look, there's the Roomba.
Because that's like, even in the brief time we've had it, I've grown attached.
But until you trip over the thing and you want to kick it down the hall because you've had enough.
You know what's so cute, though, that the first ever Star Wars had a Roomba.
Yeah, it did.
And everyone was like, wouldn't that be amazing?
Really? I don't realize that.
I don't think it was a real Roomba. It was,
but it was a little vacuum cleaner that just cruised around. There were heaps of them all around the ship. They just cleaned up while everyone was going to war.
And now look at us. We did it.
Now you've got one.
Now you've got one.
We have one of those.
You just like Star Wars. I've always thought that.
He's useless.
Pants.
I really don't. I think our Roomba is just as useless. He's cute.
It's really cute. You were showing me the section of the rug that he actually
because he doesn't. the way the Roomba works is it doesn't like, oh, I'm cleaning this area. It just cleans until it hits an obstacle.
Right.
And it turns and heads in another direction and cleans, which means that I was waiting an hour. Zamet and Zoe left to do something. You guys came an hour later. In that hour, I saw him cross the carpet twice.
Yeah. So like, it's like 2 hours before he does the other side of the carpet.
Yeah, I'm like, he's just cruising off to the other side of the room. I'm like, where are you going, Roomba? He goes and gets trapped in a corner, then comes back over the carpet. I'm like, great, you did two lives.
Are you going to name him?
Roomba Dan is the name that he's coming up.
I like
up.
Ian.
Ian's
Ian.
Ian's such a weird name.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Brayden as a name because it's real white trash. And the next time I get to name something, I'm going to name it Brayden, I think. But Brayden, a Roomba's good because there's this, it's kind of like in the military, you know, like the big dogs. You just grow attached. And I reckon that's good for like a community of people, whoever they are, to be attached to.
But they just
to,
kick
yeah.
them.
Yeah. But you'd be all attached the time. To the parrot.
Yeah, they do kick big dogs.
They just kick them and push them over.
Yeah, they would.
They
yeah.
bully them.
Big yeah. dog cops it though. Because he's good at balancing.
What's big dog?
It's like this, like a military dog robot thing.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen
that. Kind
it.
Of
yeah,
carries yeah. packs and yeah, yeah, is yeah. real good at stabilizing itself.
Yeah. I've seen,
but
yeah.
did you know that there's a real problem in the military with bomb disposal robots where people are reluctant to use them because they don't want to lose the bomb disposal robot?
Oh, really?
Because they love the bomb disposal robot
they get
so
attached.
Much that they're like, oh, God, we don't want to send it in. This
world wow. is crazy, isn't it?
This might be wrong, but no. I think sometimes they do it themselves. Because you'd love
attached.
It. You'd love him.
Well, you're attached to your vacuum cleaner.
And I've known
yeah.
it literally half a day. Yeah. I die for
humans
that
Roomba. Are weird, aren't they? We're so weird.
Oh, we yeah, get we attached like that.
Yeah. What is it? Anthropomorphize?
Yeah, we do it. Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, hey, guess what? You're part of the tribe.
Yeah. Look, there's a man in the moon.
For anything, yeah. And it's like, you see a dog, your dog's around long enough, you're like, us, family.
Yeah, that's right. They're part of your pack.
Rabbit,
yeah,
parrot, yeah. family. Yeah. I guess maybe we don't need a Roomba if we also have a parrot and some fish.
Well, no, because the Roomba actually does something.
No, yeah,
the
Roomba
I think occupational health and safety. Yeah. I think you trip over it and break
yeah.
your leg.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Just before the holidays.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, not fair. Something the Roomba kept doing, and I don't know why, is it would occasionally just stop, and I'd be like, is it okay? Then it would be like, beep, boop, beep, boop. And just carry on.
Yeah. So nothing really
What's
stops
it doing?
It. If it gets trapped, it finds its way out.
Yeah,
and
this was it wasn't trapped though. It would be like halfway across the carpet and just shut down. And then,
did you try to purposely trap it, give it a few obstacles? Yeah, I bet
I've stood in the way of it. Yeah. It just
Can
hits
it
your
move
toes
from
like,
the carpet to the
yeah.
floorboards.
It goes off the floorboards onto the carpet, then off the carpet onto the floorboards. Yeah.
Does it move to do anything? Like, does the wheels get like higher?
I don't think so. It did a weird thing where it got on the side of the carpet and was doing this. Like kind of wobbling along it to try and I don't know what it was doing. But yeah, a Roomba's a good addition, I think. So what have we got?
So we've got this office where we've got like a chill out room with all cool things in it. We've got armchairs and antique furniture. We've got a parrot. We've got fish.
Yeah,
we've got what's on the floor? Carpet.
Carpet. Yeah, you want carpet.
And like lamps. What kind of lighting have we got here?
Lamps are good.
Lamps
is nice.
You know what I would like?
What work are we doing?
I would like.
Okay, that's something we never decided. What are we actually doing?
That's
here?
Not important. What I reckon it you should have is a different theme every month.
Okay.
So you could have a Western theme.
Everyone's so cowboys.
The indoor plants are like cactuses or whatever. And then the next month it's like Arabian theme.
Does that mean I have to teach the parrot to say howdy? Like like in a month we're going to be doing the cowboy thing.
You know,
so I'm going to get started now.
Because then everyone likes the offer. So
that'll be on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Got to
teach parrots to say howdy.
Beach theme.
But do you think that's the kind of thing that people enjoy? Or because I remember once back when I worked at Public Outreach, we had a pirate day. And I had a great time. I really enjoyed Pirate Day.
No one enjoys that. Oh, it's Pirate Day. You got to dress up as a pirate. Blah, no one likes that. No one wants to have
people
to do
it.
People
like being a pirate once they've done it. It's just the idea of how am I going to look like a pirate? And I want to be the best pirate I possibly can.
People like being a pirate once they've done it. So it's a very
yeah,
good
they'd
quote.
Like to do it once.
Once you are a pirate,
but
being
you don't
want to
keep
great.
Dressing up every month. You'll soon get sick of that, and you'll get a whole lot of people that don't do it. People don't like to do things. People like to get things.
That's true. That's very true. Though. So if you're getting a pirate day, sweet.
Yeah.
Great.
Pirate. So morning teas, pirate food, whatever that is.
What is that?
Maggoty meat or something. Maggoty meat and oranges. Hooray.
Cowboy food, whatever cowboy food is.
again, hard tack, jerky. Jerky. It's great to come jerky. In. Oh, it's cowboy week. Sweet. And there's just like a table that has like a big thing of whiskey and some jerky.
Hell yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah,
you don't like the theme days?
No, you can't. You're getting too wacky.
You want
to what?
It's too wacky. The office.
Too wacky. Yeah.
Not even that. Like, they don't even do that shit.
What just, kind of building know. Did we build in?
I assumed just a, like a skyscraper.
Yeah, okay. So we're like a floor on a skyscraper. Yeah,
and you own that floor and you can do what you want.
Which is the best floor to have, do you reckon? I reckon middle. Somewhere in the middle is ideal. Because
if something happens, you can get down quick.
Mm. Plus, you're elevated enough. Plus, if it's at the top every morning, you got to factor in 10 minutes to get to work. Yeah. From the bottom. Yeah. How long does it take to go up one of those massive skyscrapers? I always wondered that. Is it
it's pretty quick now.
Yeah?
Okay. Like, it's not.
You're not like, well, I'm settling.
Remember that elevator at the Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was
less than a minute.
Wow, that's crazy. You're going up so fast, so quickly.
What about you've got two little things like robots standing in the office.
Mm-hmm.
One gives you an affirmation if you want one.
Okay.
And one you can give a suggestion to.
So, like, an automated suggestion box.
Now, you say, you know, something that, you know, you suggest you want to happen. That
the robot will then do?
Well, the robot will take on and email it to people if the robot thinks it's
again,
okay.
Again, this is stupid.
What about the affirmation robot?
No.
Push a button.
I hate that robot.
Just have
this
a group.
This would be the affirmation robot.
Well, you are looking good today, Cassie.
That's not an affirmation, though.
That's weird.
It's a robot, so it's not
sincere.
Compliment
robot.
But it's not sincere, is it?
No, it's
the
not.
Robot doesn't genuinely think I look good.
No, it's just programmed to think it.
Exactly. I thought you meant that it would say, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then I would turn to the other robot and say, my suggestion is, fight. You two start fighting.
Imagine coming in like 10 minutes late and one of the robots has killed the other. Everyone's like,
the affirmation robot
Cass made
them
fight.
Robot.
I don't know. It's just trouble. I think we've got quite a
so
good
your
office.
Your suggestion is kill that other robot.
How about you end that robot's life? What about on the walls? Are we having any motivational posters?
No motivational posters because they don't work.
But could you think
nice
of
paintings?
Could you think of one that would?
No.
What about one that's like Friday is really
soon? You
need
those wanky ones. Like, keep calm and work. Stupid.
How many seconds till knock off day Friday?
Four days till Friday is a good motivational poster.
Yeah.
What is it?
I reckon we could sell that.
What is it called?
4 days till Friday.
4 days till Friday, yeah.
That's a great
that's
poster.
Great. Have
3 days
that on the wall.
Till Friday, yeah.
3 days till maybe four, and you can peel off the thing
and then peel it off.
Friday, quitting time. Because you imagine...
And you know what? An advent calendar, but for the week.
That's great.
Yeah, it would be good.
That would be so nice to see, because you're always doing it in your head anyway.
But what about you have a projector up in one corner of the office that puts, like, psychedelic bubbles around the walls?
I just want to work in Dad's mad office full of robots and it's
and then other times it could be pictures out of, you know, Game of Thrones or something. You know, anything that just cycles around the wall.
An affirmation poster that was like, aren't you excited to watch the latest Game of Thrones this weekend? Or like, are you doing anything fun this week? You know, just like an office or workplace that knew you didn't want to be there is kind of what we're looking for.
Don't
worry too much.
The projections, you know, psychedelic bubbles. And then some words come around, I'm watching you, Jonesy. Get back to work.
Stop looking at the bubbles. God damn it. Would you work in the office we've created with its mismatch of antique chairs?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like it. I don't know if I'd work.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'd work either.
I would, because otherwise I'd get fired.
But what's my job?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It could be any job.
Yeah,
it's
any
just
job.
A job. This is the office. This is
data work. Entry is what
just
I was
saying. Just say that was my office.
Yeah. Something
and
boring.
And I have to leave my office every day, like every period, to go to class. I'd be like,
That sucks. Yeah, that's sad. Got to leave.
Well, I assumed a proper office.
Yeah, proper, like a
some
business bureaucracy or something. Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, cool, I got maybe half an hour lunch break. I'm gonna, eat some
half
lunch.
Half an hour lunch break isn't enough.
No, I agree.
You need to give your staff an hour.
Yeah, I'm with you.
An hour. Yeah.
Well, you get an hour's lunch break, say, then you can spend the first half an hour eating your lunch. You can go look at the swearing parrot, have it say a swear at you. Go fling yourself around in the chill out room. Track the Roomba. Sit back down at your antique 18th century desk and get back to work.
Yeah.
I think that's a lovely office.
I think it's a lovely office.
I think, talk about workplace environments.
Do we have music?
Yeah, gentle
music in the office.
Chopin.
Distracts you from work.
Yeah, it does. That's fair.
And too many offices have very sterile environments and don't think about that kind of aesthetic. Mm. That's all we're saying.
That's a culture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're talking about imagine a shop that was just very not a shop, but an office that was like a place you wanted to go.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It has to have surprises.
Okay.
Right? So for me, if it's an exciting office, something has to change like daily that you don't think is going to change.
How? You know what I think would be good?
Mm.
So at a place I worked, every morning a food truck would come, and it was a good food truck. It wasn't just like, here's like three things. It was basically a 7-Eleven on wheels.
Yeah, see, that's great.
But imagine one of those, but every Friday the boss got a different type.
Oh, yeah. See, that would be great.
Say it was Friday, it was crepes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
you know, good. Next Friday, it's a taco thing on wheels.
Because you're like,
that.
Well, what am I going to get this Friday for my lunch or my, food before I go home?
Yeah.
Food is really good. We have it. We haven't had it this term, but usually every second Wednesday, a different faculty has to put on morning tea.
Mm.
And it's like, ace. Yeah. You go, yeah.
Food makes work amazing.
Yes, yeah. It does.
100%. I used to love having a coffee and a muffin in the morning at the store.
Somehow those food breaks at work, the food is better than any other place. Yeah. Why is that? Because you're breaking from work, which you don't like.
Especially a physical job, because it gives you fuel and energy and you'll be okay now. Like
you've had your sausage roll, you can go back to it. Yeah. That sausage roll is so satisfying because you feel like you've earned it a bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So let's have
food
trucks out the front of wherever we're working as well.
Yeah.
I think I'd work there.
Yeah, I love it.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.